Welcome to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 539,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. And our scene here is we're in the studios of KAJO. We would love to be at the Child Center with a Lady Cavers tonight. However, due to operational requirements, that was not possible. But we have arranged to get a live feed from the OSAA broadcasters to provide that for you tonight here. And setting the scene at the Child Center, it's a great place to play basketball, and we'll talk about that more when we come back right after this word from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663. The Child Center is a great place to play basketball, a great place to broadcast. First of all, they'll put the broadcasters on the main floor at floor level. That's where they're all located, on a long bench. It used to be purple. I believe it still is. It's not exactly stadium seating with bleachers, but the last time I was in Child's Center, they had great theater seats, and we expect that to be the same thing. Tonight, the Lady Cavers are wearing their traveling blues. And the home white uniforms for the Benson Texters, who are rated above the Lady Cavers. That's the reason for the home advantage there. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Scott Wakefield right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Before you know it, it will be summertime in Southern Oregon. Ensure that you have a good supply of water before the rush hits. Plowser Drilling is booking for the peak summer season. If you need a water well, you need the experienced and professional team from Plowser Drilling. They will perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. Contact Plowser Drilling now to get in front of the line. Visit PlowserDrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Scott Wakefield, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, is your team really a giant killer so far? It looks like it.
You know, they've done well. And, you know, I wouldn't say that we're a giant killer, because I truly expected us to go up there and handle our business. You know, McMinnville's a very good team. We knew that we were more battle-tested than them. We obviously have the strongest league in the state with three teams.
Three teams in the top eight, yeah. Absolutely.
And so you know, I mean, yes, big games, and they went up there and walked through the door and performed. But yeah, you know, I really did have that expectation. Was I telling people that? Probably not. You know, you don't count your chickens before they hatch, that's for sure.
Let's go through that game just a little bit for our listeners here, because you held the number three team in the state going into the playoffs to 45 points. So tell me about your defense.
Boy, you know, it's just our staple. Chuck. I know we've talked about this before. You know, we take great pride in how hard we play. You know, game in, game out. One of our keys of the game is being the hardest working team on the court. And I think if you're the hardest working team on the court, that's probably saying something about your defense. And so, you know, our kids take pride in it, you know, and a lot of times, unfortunately, some teams take breaks on defense and save it for the offensive end. And our girls and our mentality has been that, no, if you want to take a break, it's on the bench. It's not on defense. And so defensively, you know, we were ready for them. You know, that team routinely has scored 60-plus in their 22-win season. And so we knew the challenge was there for us, but we were ready to go and went out and really, really did – you know, outstanding job defensively.
All right. Offensively, you want to talk about your offense against McMinnville.
Yeah. You know, super impressed with the balance. Night in, night out, people know that they have to defend Brooke Anderson. And they should defend mm-hmm. Brooke Anderson. When we are at our best, it's when we have a balanced attack. You know, Brooke didn't score any points in the first half against McMinnville. And we were ahead at half. So that says a lot. And she scored 15 in the second half, which was awesome. But, you know, they were double-teaming her, and they were really focusing on her. You know, other girls stepped up. Callie Brandis played really good. Brooklyn Wakefield played really good in the first half. You know, several other girls. We got multiple scorers rather than just Brooke Anderson. And really our Achilles heel last year was that when people took out Brooke Anderson, we really struggled to score. And so the fact that, you know, Mia, Kenzie, Callie, you know, Brooklyn, all are carrying their weight in the scoring really says a lot.
Brooke Anderson, obviously special, obviously a scorer, has a great shot, but from what we've seen, she does so much more than that. In fact, the game that we saw here at home, she didn't come off the court, mm-hmm. Played every minute of that game, and showed no signs of fatigue, moves without the basketball, seems to have great court vision. Am I missing anything?
Well, she's also one of our best defenders, Chuck. I mean, like, you're talking about a kid that sells out on any and everything. If I brought her in here right now and we were shooting paper wads at the trash can, she'd want to beat both you and I, okay?
And probably would.
Yeah, because she's that competitive. And, you know, I've mentioned this before. She's a kid that in 4 years hasn't lost a conditioning line. She refuses to even lose the stuff that kids don't like to do. And so, you know, she's just got that next level competitive nature, you know, commitment to not only herself being successful, but this team being successful, and even our school. And, you know, that's what I really think is cool about this is that, you know, she's not only a good basketball player, but she's a great person. Great teammate, all those things that we want our kids to be. She's that kid.
Right. All right, no question about Brooke Anderson, but I don't want to leave any of the other team members out. You want to elaborate on any of the others?
Yeah, you know, I've been super proud of, you know, Chuck, it's always tough being a dad and then being coach. You know, Brooklyn Wakefield has really stepped up. She's always had to be that, well, your dad's the coach, you know, and, one thing that yes, I am the coach, but, she has done a phenomenal job. She's one of our best defenders. Chuck, she has 21 charges on the season. Now, I'll put that up against boys, girls, whatever. You tell me a kid that's had 21 charges in one season of basketball, you know, as a coach and then as dad, that's probably one of my most proud stats that I could ever, you know, talk about a single player in. And so I think that's really cool. Mia Thompson has been outstanding night in, night out. She'll defend one of the top players on the other team. She does exactly what we need. When we need her to score, she scores. When when other people are scoring, she's like, ah, no big deal. You know, that McMinnville game, they tied it up. She came down and buried that three like, you know, cool as the other side of the pillow, baby, and just didn't even hesitate and buried it. And so she's been outstanding. And then Callie Brandis is such a unique athlete. She's so athletic. She'll have six blocks in a night, and then the next night she'll have, you know, eight rebounds. And then Kenzie Kleiner's just been outstanding. I know she's been coming off the bench, but he gives us a huge scoring presence off the bench. And then Lauren Robinson, just her defense has been outstanding. Just does a fantastic job.
All right, Coach, I know I've talked to you earlier, and one of your goals this year was to get to Child Center. Okay, you're there. What's your team psyche? Is being there enough, or do you need to win some games?
Heck no, it's not enough, Chuck. Yeah, we want to go up there, and we want to make a statement. You know, our kids have been practicing really, really hard leading up to this. You know, getting there is not good enough. You know, we want to go up, and we're going to give Benson heck. And then, you know, from there, we'll see what happens, you know. You win a game and you bring home a trophy. That's the state of where we're at. We got Benson and Clackamas on our side of the bracket, which those are giants.
Yes.
Going back to your giant comment, but yeah, it's our intent to go up there and win games and make this town proud.
All right, we'll talk about your opponents, the Benson Texters. No relation. We'll be right back after this word from Kelly's Automotive Service.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Coach, tell me about this Benson team that you're about to face. You beat number three. This team is number six. How do they compare, Benson versus McMinnville?
I would say that the rankings are a little bit skewed.
I see.
McMinnville, I'm not taking anything away from them. They're a very, very good team. But Benson Tech is really good. You know, Benson Tech is six because they played some national elite teams in the preseason. And so they're good. You know, 6'1", 6'2", post that can, you know, do any and everything, shoot outside, inside, and she's a load. They got really good shooters, super athletic. They want to get out and run. You know, we were timing it, watching film the other day. After a made basket, they got the ball out of bounds and had a shot attempt in under 4 seconds. So they're pretty high powered, and their speed and athleticism is off the charts. But you know, if we can go up there and not turn the ball over, and you know, very similar game plan to our South Medford game, where don't turn it over, make it a half court game, slow down their transition. I think we can hold them at bay.
Tell me about their speed, their quickness. That seems to be their bigleywick.
Yeah, their guards, just as soon as they get it, they're leaking girls out, going down to the other end, and they're looking to push. Even their bigs look to run. So, you know, we've worked on a lot of getting back quick stuff and making sure that we can cover that basket in a hurry. And so, we're prepared for it.
Okay. So, once again, your defense is going to be severely challenged against the Benson Texters. So what kind of defense do you have outlined for them? Do you have a game plan?
Yeah. You know, we plan on, you know, throwing the kitchen sink at them. So, you know, similar to McMinnville in regards to, we have a pretty stingy zone. So we'll look at how they do against that and how they face that. But we also got any and everything ready to throw at them. Like we had to do in that fourth quarter against McMinnville when number 22 just kept getting to the free throw line. And so we went diamond in one and face guarded her and said, okay, we're not going to let you have the ball. I really think that made a huge difference down the stretch against McMinnville. So the girls are prepared. We have a lot in the holster, so to speak, to be able to throw at them. We'll see how our zone does against them. And if we can frustrate them and cause them to miss shots and slow them down, then that'll be a good thing.
All right. It'll take every bit of a defensive effort as you put up against South Medford here at home during the regular season. Will that be enough? And is there one particular girl of Benson's team that you need to stop?
Yeah, I feel like if we can replicate, our efforts against these top 10 teams that we've faced, even going back as far as Springfield, Bishop McNaug, Nelson, South Medford, Willamette, I do think that we're battle tested, and if we can put forth those efforts that we did, like the South Medford effort, I think it'll have us in a game, Chuck. I really do. And then you gotta, the shots gotta fall, and all that stuff that goes into place. But if we can replicate those efforts, I think that we will be in a ball game.
What about location? You're actually playing in Benson's backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that the fact that it's at the Child Center is a little bit of a neutralizer. Even though it is in Benson's backyard, it's a different place. It's got that dome feel to it where there's no backdrop behind the hoops. It's a little tougher to shoot. And not just for our girls, but for their girls too. And so we're going into it with the mentality of, guess what? They gotta, put their shoes one foot on at a time, and so do we. So, no excuses in regards to location. You're talking about a team that's, I think we're somewhere in the realm of 18 road games this year, and so our girls are accustomed to playing on the road, and some of that was intentional. Because we knew that it would be a tough feat. And so, us traveling and us having to overcome some of those obstacles that we have to do, only has prepared us for this moment.
Coach, best of luck to you and your teammate. Make the Caver Nation proud. We know that you will and have. And all of you, stay tuned. We'll have more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for the starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, Wardell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Now, these are projected starters. It is all subject to change at game time. However, we expect starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 2 is Brooke Anderson, a 5'6 senior. Number 14, Brooklyn Wakefield, a 5-foot senior for the Lady Cavers. Wearing number 3 is Mia Thompson, a 5'9 junior. Wearing 0 on her jersey is Callie Brandis, a 5'9 junior, and the final starter, Lauren Robinson, a 5'7 senior. Those are the starting lineups for the Lady Cavers. We'll take a look at the bits and textures when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
And here are the projected starters for the Benson Texters tonight. Wearing the zero jersey is Aiden Young, a sophomore at 6'1". Wearing number 3 is Mariana Hashiban Orr, a 5'7" senior. Wearing number 10, Olivia Henk, a 5'5" senior. And wearing number 33 is Mahogany Chandler Roberts, a 6'2" senior. And number 45 is the final starter. That's Sarah Massey, a 5'9" sophomore. That's the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned. Tip-off coming from the Child Center after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
5-8 for Grants Pass.
Ball deflected out of bounds.
First free throw
was
good. Second one, no good for Kleiner. 9-4. Benson has the lead. And Chandler Roberts brings in the front court quickly. Tosses back to the top. Go over to Clay. Brings it to Alex. Now right side, Hashimian Orr. 2-3 zone for Grants Pass. Lob it down low. Chandler Roberts, what a feed to the left block, but too strong on the layup try. Nice pass from Hashimian Orr. Grants Pass collects a defensive rebound. Left to right. Lob pass into front court out of the reach. Avinuku Johnson, Steele Benson, bounce pass left, Clay down low, brought it back out, throws to the far side. Alex to Hashimian Orr from the corner, and the three is good. Second make from deep for Hashimian Orr, and the lead is 8 again, and another steal in backcourt. Grants Pass turns it over again. Benson, another three right wing. Hashimian Orr has that one off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound center of the key, pulled down by Kleiner. Outlets it, Anderson coast to coast, running the floor, fouled, and the layup goes in. Anderson took charge, gets the end one opportunity, and Hashimian Orr has two fouls on the third Benson team foul of the first. 12-6, Benson leading. Grants Pass with a minute 50 left in the opening quarter. Anderson, the senior, free throw, no good. I've seen some of the teams so far, boys' quarters yesterday, who haven't played in this building in a while. Final site tournament's been very for a while for Grants Pass. 20-06 last time they were at a final site tournament. It seems like those teams that haven't played here maybe last year or the year before seem to take a little bit longer to warm up. We saw Anderson miss that free throw on the end one. Foul on the other end. That one's charged to Thompson. First foul on Thompson, second team foul. Chandler Roberts to the free throw line for Benson, which has a 12-6 lead over Grants Pass with a minute 34 left in the opening period. Free throw for Chandler Roberts is good. Back in is Hink. Clay comes out. Chandler Roberts, considered one of the most decorated players ever from the PIL, won the Player of the Year honor this year. It's the third time that that's happened for Mahogany. Made the first, second free throw in as well. Lead goes back to 8. 14-6 with a minute 34 remaining. Chandler Roberts gets a breather. Jaden Young is in, 6'1 sophomore for Benson. Benson wearing white unis with orange numbers and letters. Lady Cavers have white numbers and letters on blue unis work up the far sideline. Benuku Johnson tosses back. Anderson has it in front court. Hands off and runs away from Wakefield at the top. Wakefield lost the ball over the right shoulder. Gets it back. Throws right side to Kleiner. Man-to-man defense from Benson driving right. Wakefield had the baseline cut off. Pass across the lane tipped out by Benson. Grants Pass Pep Band made the trip. Not a lot in the Grants Pass student section away from where Grants Pass goes to in the first half. Working left to right. Student section's on the end lines. Bounce pass Thompson through the middle, had it kicked away. Minute 9 left in the opening quarter. 35 seconds now on the refresh shot clock for Grants Pass, which was down to 11. Benson has the cheerleaders across the row above the basket to our right, which Grants Pass goes to offensively. Lob pass over the left wing for Kleiner, picked off by Hashimi and Orr. Breakaway layup, missed it. Offensive rebound pulled down by Garcia Taylor, and Benson sets up the half-court look. Hashimi and Orr for three. Far corner skips long. No good. Rebound, Vinuku Johnson for Grants Pass. Benson almost made it a double-digit lead for the first time, and said Anderson. And Grants Pass tries to cut down an 8-point deficit. Kleiner for three, left wing, too strong. And on the rebounds, a foul is called. Thompson was tangled up with Hink of Benson. The foul's charged to Thompson, second personal, third team foul in the first. With 43 seconds remaining, Grants Pass didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the quarter from the field. They got a free throw at about the 4.5-minute mark. Benson with an 8-point game most lead, right to left in the front court. Met by the zone defense, protecting the high post, and that look might be a 2-1-2 look. Or an extra 2-3 look. Skip pass to the top of the key. Hashimi and Orr fires left. Garcia Taylor for three is good from the left wing. 11-point edge for Benson. Final 18 seconds. Pass up the floor. Picked off Hashimi and Orr. Squeezes it down the other side. And Garcia Taylor missed the lay-in. Grants Pass gets it back. That pass skipped through two Grants Pass defenders on the other end. Pull up three. Wakefield for Grants Pass. Airballed. And with 1.6 left, Benson has it back. The game most 11-point lead. The threes have been huge for the Texters. I believe Benson has made four in the first quarter. And Benson lets the horn sound. Quarter break happen. 17-6. Benson after one. Thanks for being with us. It's the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union 6A Girls Basketball State Championship quarterfinals from Childs Center. The University of Portland in Portland, Oregon. End of the first quarter. Benson Texters 17. Grants Pass Lady Caver 6 on the OSAA Radio Network.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Start of quarter number two from Portland. Grants Pass has it first, trailing 17-6. Benson with a 17-6 lead, defending Grants Pass. Lady Cavers have the ball. Had it pop free momentarily, going left to right. Chase it down between the circles in front court. And a tie-up. Hashimi and Orr able to dive forward and beat Brandis to get control of the basketball. And another Grants Pass turnover. 9 now, 8 in the first quarter. For a Grants Pass, which shoots just 25%. Benson, 4 of 7 from three-point range. Drive. Nice speed down low. Chandler Roberts gets a lay-in. The lead grows to 13 for Benson. Anderson in the front court. Throws far side. Brandis out of the corner to the top. Vinuku Johnson for 3. Got it. Grants Pass needed it. Started 0 for 3. And with 7:10 left in the second quarter, lead cut down to 10, 19-9. Kick out, Chandler Roberts to the top. Three swoops out by Garcia Taylor, who hit one in the first quarter. As Benson went 4 of 7 from deep in the opening eight. Rebound, Grant's pass. Anderson goes to work. 1 for 1 shooting so far. Drives to the right and is blocked by Garcia Taylor, taking it to the right side of the key. Stays with Grant's pass underneath. Leading scorer for Grant's pass still, though, is Anderson. And now you have Vinuku Johnson, who added the 3 first points of the second quarter for Grant's pass, matching the team most for the Lady Cavers. Pass to the far side, and it's out of the reach of Anderson. Kleiner was trying to throw it over while Hink was blanketing Anderson on the left wing, and Anderson was not ready for it. Kleiner comes out back in his Robinson. But 10 turnovers for Grant's pass in the early going. Right to left, Benson and White leading 19-9. Minute and a half off the second quarter clock. Winner to the state semis. Benson trying to win a 16th in a row. The 7-time reigning champions of the PIL won it again this year. Ball loose. Diving. Nice work by Brandis to get it for Grant's pass. Take away by the Lady Cavers. Right side Wakefield one-on-one with Chandler Roberts. Got a step. And had Chandler Roberts trying to catch up as a lay-in goes in. Timeout taken by Benson. 6:08 to play. Second quarter. 19-11. Benson timeout with the lead on the OSAA Radio Network.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's website as of 11/21/23.
Benson has led the entire way so far, up by 8 right now, but the Lady Cavers trailed by 13 for a moment. That lead back down to 8. Nice take by Wakefield. Second bucket for the senior, 5'10", 16 points per game, off a 14-point, 11-rebound double-double against McMinnville. 9-point win for the Lady Cavers to make it to the final site tournament for the first time since 2006, and they say their strength relying on defense, but their weakness is getting into the 60-plus point range. Grant's pass averages 49 points per game. Backdoor cut, Clay to the rim, blocked on the help for Grant's pass. Wakefield comes out with the rebound. Grant's pass gets a stop. 5:53 to go until halftime. 19-11, Grant's pass trails by 8 with the ball. Left to right offensively. Driving right, Wakefield tries the same move again. Stops at the block, spins inside, and draws a foul as Chandler Roberts tried to go back the other way. First foul on Chandler Roberts. Benson's first of the second. To the free throw line goes Wakefield, who seems to be turning it on just a touch. Grant's pass in the middle of the pack, as is Benson. Fourth and fifth for Benson and Grant's pass, respectively, in terms of points allowed among the final eight teams, as Wakefield makes the first free throw. And Alex returns for Benson, replacing Hink. Coach Wakefield said for Grant's pass, we've been playing pretty solid as of late. Feels like the defense has been the big positive. They held McMinnville to 45 and Barlow to 27, the opening two rounds of the playoffs. Both free throws good for Wakefield. Grant's pass deficit down to 6. And a pass up the far sideline by Hashimian Orr is out of the reach of Garcia Taylor, and Benson turns it over. That's the 8th giveaway for the Texters. Left to right, Grant's pass goes back to work. Vinuku Johnson able to get it across with a couple seconds to spare. Anderson has some space right side, stops on the wing, kicks it to the corner. Gives up to Brandis, works baseline, and bounced off of the defender who cut it off. Hashimian Orr did a great job using the help that the end line supplies, and Brandis ran out of bounds to turn it over for Grant's pass. This building holds about 4,900, home of the Portland Pilots and the Rip City Remix, the G League team of the Portland Trailblazers. It's probably about half full right now. Winner of this game meets winner of Jesuit Clackamas coming up next. Lob it down the right side of the key. Chandler Roberts had it blocked in a crowd of Lady Cavers. There's two or three in the vicinity. Grants Pass comes out with it. Pass down low. Brandis had it picked off. Hashimi Noor comes out. Now it's a three-on-one for Benson. Lob over Anderson. Hashimi Noor too strong, but Chandler Roberts gets the putback. And the mini run for the Lady Cavers, which had outscored Benson 7-2 to start the period, ends with 4:30 remaining in the second. Anderson in the front court. Far side, top left corner of the half-court square. Gets through a double team. Finds some space. Throws left baseline. Brandis feeds it over the top of Chandler Roberts. Ball is loose underneath. And on the ground, Robinson collided with Hashimi and Orr. That was enough to draw a foul. Grants Pass first in the period. And the first on Robinson. Benson said, since the snowpocalypse, felt like they regained their focus, started playing their best brand of basketball coming into the tournament. There were some games that were canceled because of ice in the Portland area. Notable wins beat Jefferson in conference play 63-56. Earlier, Jefferson lost to Willamette on this floor. Chandler Roberts in the middle of the key, throws it right to a cutter. Alex got open. Layup is good for Benson. 4 minutes to play in the second. The Texters bring the lead back to 10 over Grants Pass. Hashimi Noor has 9. Chandler Roberts has 6. Nice take through the middle. Vinuku Johnson all the way to the rack. 5 points for the senior off the bench. Other way. Left baseline drive. Out of the reach. Alex on the first try. Put it up over the left side and it went over the front of the rim. Putback doesn't go, but a foul is called. That one's charged to Anderson. First personal, second team foul. Sends Chandler Roberts to the free throw line. 23-15. Benson leads by 8 to the free throw line to try to add 2 more. Chandler Roberts has 6 so far and nearly airballed that one. Grants Pass brings Thompson and Kleiner back in. Good minutes for Vinuku Johnson, who exits. Brandis is off as well. Hashimi Noor gets a breather on the Benson side, replaced by Hink. One more free throw for Chandler Roberts. That free throw's up and in. Benson led 9-1 with 3.5 to play in the first. Grew the lead to 13 in this period. Right now it's 9. Anderson has kind of been held in check. Just 2 field goal tries for the leading scorer for Grants Pass. Gets the ball in the front court after some heavy pressure near half court, but Kleiner throws to the far side from the top and airmails Robinson. Another Grants Pass turnover, 13 in the game's first quarter and a half for Grants Pass. They trail by 9. 3:20 remaining at the OSAA Foundation halftime report coming up at the break. Chandler Roberts driving left, threw it out to the far corner, but Hink started to work in. There's been a lot of passes like that. Grants Pass has had more of those. But not everyone on the same page, by and large. We've had a combined 21 turnovers in this game. Grants Pass has never led. Wakefield works to the center of the floor. Got bumped from behind, and Alex did enough to draw a foul. Bumps Wakefield on the back right shoulder. First personal, team number 2. Grants Pass got a win over Jesuit, who we'll see next, 47-34 in Grants Pass back on February 10th. Otherwise, Grants Pass lost to Jesuit earlier this year and then lost to South Medford for earlier advance to the semis. Wakefield driving right, traveled, got bumped and took too many extra steps to regain her balance. Grants Pass turns it over again. Benson, late December, lost to Clackamas by 5 and lost at Jefferson by 5. Now Sense has won 15 in a row. Benson leads 24-15, driving left all the way to the rack. Garcia Taylor up and under with the right hand, missed it left side. Put back by Alex. Too strong on the left, used the backboard and went over the front of the rim. Anderson has the rebound for Grants Pass. Works it left to right. Stops at the right elbow. Pull-up jumper is good for Anderson. Much needed for Grants Pass. Anderson's third field goal attempt has hit two. 24-17. Benson with the ball and the lead. Bumped at half court. Clay ran into Robinson. Robinson's second personal third team foul. We mentioned those two opening round losses to not get to the final site tournament. Loss in the second round in 2022 to Clackamas, 2023 to West Salem for Grants Pass. Is a three on the way from Clay, left wing, put through. Benson gets a three to make it 27-17. Now Wakefield in front court, pressured, throws left, wide open, Thompson, long two inside the left wing is put through. Good answer in transition for Grants Pass. 2 minutes left in the second. Benson with the ball up eight. Last time Grants Pass made it here was back in 2006. They lost in the quarters to Tualatin and didn't win a game, lost in the consolation semis. Driving right, too strong on the first try, but the putback draws a foul. Foul charge to Wakefield. So fourth team foul on Grants Pass. First on Wakefield sends Alex to the free throw line, who got the rebound on the first try. Free throw is no good off to the right. Dear style, efficiency, and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. Alex missed both. Got the rebound off the miss by Samara Matthews in the game for the first time. But missed both free throws. Grants Pass in the front court. Kick back left wing. Three, Thompson. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound left side of the key. Anderson comes out with it. Offensive rebound. Long two from the top. Missed by Anderson. Battle on the right block for the rebound. And it's off of Kleiner. And out of bounds. Benson gets it back with a minute 26 remaining. Up 27-19. Both teams are 4 of 7 from the stripe so far. Benson's gone over a minute without a field goal, leading 27-19. Robinson almost popped the ball free. Now Chandler Roberts has it right, throws to Pink, brings it back near half court, bounces left, and in front of it, Wakefield stole it. In front of Garcia Taylor the other way. Hank caught up and able to take it away and knock it out of bounds. As Wakefield had open floor, baseline inbound coming up for Grants Pass. Thompson out, Brandis back in. Brandis 0 for 3 from the floor. Kleiner's 0 for 2. Anderson and Wakefield 2 of 4 each. Near the corner, near side, underneath inbound. Wakefield, ball over the head looking for help, gets it into Kleiner. Works past the right wing to the free throw line. Backs out, lost the handle. Gets outside to Wakefield. Final minute of the opening half. Wakefield bounces up by her chin. It was a high dribble, and it's stolen away by Hink. Right to left and white. Benson has a chance to add to a 27-19 edge. Under 50 to play in the first. Driving. Space all the way to the rim. Hink ran into a double team. Lost the ball. Garcia Taylor cleans it up left side. Put back points for Benson. Anderson in the front court, down 10, throws it right. Kleiner's wide open, right block, too strong on the layup. Chandler Roberts gets the rebound for Benson. Kleiner was wide open, great pass for Anderson. Shot clock is off, 20 seconds to play. Second quarter, Benson has been up 13, right now it's 10. Has the ball with 15. Chandler Roberts drives left. Good help, throws it right. Into the corner, Alex from Hink gives it back to Hink. 6 seconds on the right wing. Gets around Robinson, bounce pass right side. Garcia Taylor, no good. Put back by Chandler Roberts is. A right to left rebound. And on the left side, Chandler Roberts finishes the first half with 9 points and gives Benson a 12-point edge at the end of the second quarter. Grants Pass trailed by 11 going into the quarter. Closed it down to about 6. And then Benson finishes out and leads by 12 going into the second half. We're at Child Center, University of Portland in Portland, Oregon. The 2024 OSAA On Point Community Credit Union 6A Girls Basketball State Championship. The end of the first half of the quarterfinals. Benson Texters 31, Grants Pass Lady Cavers 19 on the OSAA Radio Network.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on the manufacturer's website, size of 11/21/23.
There's no roadmap, no single path, and no finish line.
Lean scoops and scores. He's done it again.
I've learned a few things on my journey to be better. My journey won't look like yours. It won't be perfect. You'll be unsure at times, and that's okay. What's most important is that you start. Anywhere. Be better. Motor Health.
Abby says thank you to all the hometown heroes making our community so great. If you know a deserving hometown hero, shoot us an email, hero@abbys.com. Every week, we'll thank some of these heroes with a free giant pizza. Abby's, proud to serve your community. Be a hero tonight. Treat your family and friends to Abby's famous hometown hero pizza. This giant features our classic pepperoni, tasty Italian sausage, and crisp green peppers for a one-of-a-kind legendary flavor. Visit abbys.com for a special pizza at a very special price.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
The OSAA Foundation is the proud sponsor of the OSAA Radio Network Halftime Report. See how you can help the athletes of today and tomorrow by visiting osaafoundation.org. Benson 31, Grants Pass 19. We'll take a look at halftime numbers in just a moment, but right now we want to pause 10 seconds for station identification. A station ID on the OSAA Radio Network. Thirty-one 19, Benson on top of Grants Pass. Benson leads Grants Pass by 12 at halftime. Want to welcome in everyone who's taking in our game on 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, KAJO, your hometown radio station in Grants Pass, rooting for the Lady Cavers. I know there's a whole bunch of folks who are eager for this one because it had been since 2006 since the Lady Cavers had been to the final site tournament. Boys, 2003, last time they were here. Big shout out to folks like Bill Cowell, former Caveman boys coach for a long time. People like that who are eager to see the Lady Cavers have a chance to maybe make it to the state semifinals, but they'll have to overcome a 12-point deficit at halftime in order to do so. Take a look at some more information about the first half, including some first half numbers in just a moment. We invite you to purchase your official state championships merchandise at osaastore.com with Rush Team Apparel, the exclusive merchandise partner of the OSAA. You have more options. Customize your gear with your school name, a student-athlete name, event decals, and more. Nike products also available. Browse the selection of official state championship merchandise at osaastore.com. Benson 31, Grants Pass 19 at halftime. More in a moment on the OSAA Radio Network.
Before you know it, it will be summertime in southern Oregon. Ensure that you have a good supply of water before the rush hits. Plowser Drilling is booking for the peak summer season. If you need a water well, you need the experienced and professional team from Plowser Drilling. They will perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. Contact Plowser Drilling now to get in front of the line. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You're listening to the OSAA Radio Network Halftime Report, sponsored by the OSAA Foundation. Halftime, Benson 31, Grants Pass 19. Welcome everyone listening as well on AM 1450 KBPS, the Portland Public School District radio station. You can find out more at pps.net. We appreciate all the radio stations that are taking some OSAA Radio Network feeds over the course of this tournament. Earlier, South Medford beat Southridge 56-24. Willamette over Jefferson 53-47. First two girls semifinalists. Willamette and South Medford will play at 6:30 tomorrow. Winner of this game, Grants Pass and Benson, will meet the winner of our next game at 8:15. Jesuit and defending state champion Clackamas. Some halftime numbers. 9 points for Mariana Hashimian Orr and Mahogany Chandler Roberts leading the way for Benson. Grants Pass gets 5 from Brooke Anderson, and off the bench, Atiana Vanuku Johnson, but 6 from Brooklyn Wakefield. Might have all been in the second quarter leading the way for Grants Pass, but the Lady Cavers trail in their first appearance at the final site tournament since 2006, 31-19 at halftime. Second half when we return to Child Center on the OSAA Radio Network.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
There's no roadmap, no single path, and no finish line.
Lean scoops and scores. He's done it again.
I've learned a few things on my journey to be better. My journey won't look like yours. It won't be perfect. You'll be unsure at times. And that's okay. What's most important is that you start anywhere. Be better. Motor Health.
Stay connected to your favorite school and team with the OSAA Live mobile app. Find schedules, results, rankings, and standings for all teams and leagues. Access state championship programs. Participate in weekly promotions. Read the latest prep news from OSAA Today and statewide newspapers. Use OSAA Live to stay up to date on Oregon high school activities. Search OSAA Live in the App Store and Google Play or visit osaa.org/app.
Dear Winter, Toyota can't get enough of you, because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, and that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's website, size of 11/21/23.
Hey, White. 31-19, Benson leads as we start the second half from Child Center in Portland. Winner to the state semifinals. Benson trying to win a 16th straight game and make a run similar to 2019 when they won the state title over Southridge. Grants Pass trying to keep a fairly historic season. First time they've been to the final site tournament in a couple of decades. And Grants Pass has it to start the second half and immediately turns it over on the inbound by Mia Thompson. So Benson has it left to right, leading 31-19. White Uni's orange numbers trimmed in blue. Interlocking BT logo on the side of the shorts. Grants Pass with Lady Cavers across the chest in white, matching the numbers on the blue unis, playing defense in a 2-3 zone look with Thompson down in the middle, fronting Mahogany Chandler Roberts, the Portland Interscholastic League Player of the Year. From the top, Ebony Clay drives left, goes to outside. Trinity Alex now with two to shoot. Mariana Hashimian Orr lost the handle and slid to the ground. It's enough for a shot clock violation. Rest of the starters for Benson, Olivia Hink, along with Alex, Chandler Roberts, Clay, and Hashimian Orr. Brooke Anderson held to 5 first half points, goes back to work, throws to the left, and is tapped away of Lauren Robinson just near half court. Stays with Grants Pass in front court, going right to left. You have Callie Brandis and Brooklyn Wakefield completing the lineup for Scott Wakefield, the 15th year head coach for Grants Pass. Anderson works against Alex, throws right side to Brandis. Now at the top, Wakefield reverses it with the left-handed dribble, spins at the left elbow, works across the lane, down low on Chandler Roberts, and it's popped free. Chandler Roberts' case to the official who called it Grants Pass ball was that she never touched it. It was just simply lost on the way. Baseline inbound underneath for Grants Pass, right of the hoop, far side from our perspective. Inbound Thompson gets it to the baseline, and then Brandis ran out of space. Make that Wakefield ran out of space. Benson comes up on the pass and a double dribble. Clay spun around near the left wing and gives it right back. 6:51 left in the third. Benson leads 31-19. One thing that could possibly make Grants Pass feel better about that first half, falling behind by double digits, that's happened quite a bit to the teams that haven't had as much final sight experience as some of the other teams, like Grant yesterday against Roosevelt. Pass in from the left wing, stolen away, trying to feed it down diagonally to the right block. Pass from Brandis, stolen away by Benson. Grant ended up trailing at one point by 20, got to within a few late. 3 from the far side for Benson. Chandler Roberts missed it. Rebound Grant's pass. In that game, Roosevelt ended up falling behind to Grant and then won it on a full court transition layup off a Grant miss with less than a second left. Driving left wing down the right edge of the key. Missed by Brandis on the take for Grant's pass. Score remains 31-19. Benson in transition. Clay works across the lane left to right, and a timeout taken by Benson. No one scored in the first 2 minutes of the second half. We're in the third quarter, 6 minutes left. Benson 31, Grants Pass 19. Benson took the timeout on the OSAA radio network.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Oregon. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Oregon School Activities Association and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Six minutes left in the third. Neither team has scored. Benson continues to lead 31-19. 17 turnovers for Grants Pass. 2 minutes into the third quarter, cumulatively for the game. Benson came in the sixth-ranked team in the state. Grants Pass number 14 off an upset win at McMinnville. Benson, second-leading scoring team of the final eight, the final site, won the Capital City Classic in Salem over the holiday break. Was a big moment for this team. Inbound underneath immediately to Chandler Roberts for Benson. It gets a lay-in to go. 14-point lead, the largest for the Texters. Grants Pass down 33-19. Going right to left. Throw it to the high post area. Robinson kicks it left. Thompson long from the left wing hits a three. Thompson's first make from distance has five. Makes it 33-22. Benson's lead is 11. Good answer for Grant's pass, rotating the defensive zone. Step in from the corner. Clay misses a shot. Long rebound. Falling backwards. Chandler Roberts grabs it. Keeps it alive for Benson. Takes off right and draws contact. Second foul on Anderson. First team foul in the period for Grant's pass. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championship. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 539,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity. Chandler Roberts at the free throw line makes the first, has 12 points. Second one up and in as well. 5:23 left in the third. Benson 35, Grant's pass 22. Southwest Conference's third team in the field. Driving right side, Thompson spins into the lane. Turnaround jump shot from 10, no good. Rebound, Hashimianor brings it into front court. Benson left to right in white unis. A 21-4 record on the year. Lob it down low into a trio of defense. Chandler Roberts, left-handed hook shot, no good. Hashimianor grabbed the rebound, falls backwards as it was latched onto by a couple of Grant's pass players. Jump ball stays with Benson. Hashimianor appears to be okay falling backwards. Second team all-league selection, but three-time all-PIL selection over her career. It's Benson's all-seniors starting lineup. Baseline cutter, Hashimianor almost did the splits, working right to left and is grabbed onto. Nice feed in from Hink. Foul is called on Grant's pass. Pass from the left wing to the right baseline cutter. And Thompson picks up a third personal foul. They have 15 points in the second round for Brooke Anderson against McMinnville. Has five in this game. Wakefield had 14 points, has six in this game. Three left side, Clay missed it strong. Right side corner rebound pulled down by Brandis and Grant's pass. Lady Cavers have not been able to score, but have also turned it over. They're actually out shooting Benson in the game. Lob shot, right side, Anderson too strong. Weak side rebound pulled down. Hashimianor feeds it forward. It's off of Clay's fingertips on the baseline. Out of bounds, turned it back over. 12th giveaway by Benson. Grant's pass shooting 38%. Benson 36%. Although Benson has three more three-pointers and leads 35-22. Wakefield in the front court nearly traveled. Gets it back after passing away to Thompson. Drives right. Kicks over to Robinson. On the wing. Hands off to Anderson. Now feeds it Wakefield in the corner. Drops it down in the high post area. Thompson got space. Drives around Chandler Roberts, but short arms the layup right in front of the rim. Hit off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Benson. Halfway through the third, up 35-22. Had a lead of 14. Right now it's 13. Thompson fronts the high post where Hashimianor is. Skips it. Alex from Hink. Three on the way. Left wing. No good. Right side block. Rebound pulled down by Brandis. Brandis has three rebounds. Anderson actually has six boards. Brings in the front court with a low pass to Brandis. Gets it back. Wearing pink shoes out near half court. Throws it to Brandis at the top. Looking down low, battling Clay and Thompson. Thompson gets it in a double team, goes right baseline, fade away, no good. Rebound at the free throw line by Clay, but had it pop free by Anderson. And Grant's pass gets the steal at midcourt. Three on the way, right wing, no good. Wakefield too strong. And weak side board brought in by Hink for Benson. Brings it to front court. Texters with the lead, 35-22, attack in the right side hoop. And a timeout is used by Benson. It's a 30-second timeout taken by the Texters. Benson leads Grant's pass 35-22 with 3:11 left in the third on the OSAA Radio Network.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Hey, Benson used the timeout. Texters have gone 3 minutes without a field goal. Grant's pass nearly the same, though. 35-22, third quarter. Benson leads with the ball. 3:10 remaining in the period. Back in is Michaela Garcia-Taylor at a very good first half. Working the high post area. Pass across. Stolen away. You know, that might be Samara Massey, according to the live stats, not Michaela Garcia-Taylor. We'll check and clarify if that's the case. Ball stripped away by Massey, if that is the case, the sophomore at 5'9". Yeah, that is the case. They switched the numbers. So Samara Massey is wearing 45 in this game, or wearing 11 in this game, not Garcia-Taylor. And Massey's 2 for 6 from the floor, has 5 points. Benson has the ball back. Lob it down to Chandler Roberts from the right wing, and the layup is good. Feed in from Hink. Assist number one for Hink, who's actually passed the ball exceptionally well in this game, and Benson's lead is 15. Driving right, Anderson got behind the basket and put it up, contested by Alex, and missed the shot behind the basket. Turnover virtually by Grant's pass. It's a missed field goal, but Anderson got too deep and couldn't steer it toward the cup. 2 minutes to go in the third. High post pass to Massey. Drives and kicks it outside. Now ball to the far side wing into the corner. Chandler Roberts long two. A step inside the arc is good. Chandler Roberts has 17 of Benson's 39. And now Benson's starting to roll a little bit late third quarter. Trying to advance to the state semis. The other way, Kenzie Kleiner left to right. Knocked down. Kleiner put up a shot right edge of the key. No good. Rebound Benson. It was 33-22 with 5:43 to play in the period. Since Benson's outscored Grant's Pass 6-0. 39-22. Minute and a half remaining in the third. Hink, Hashimi Noor, far side. Alex, touch pass into Chandler Roberts. Back out to the top. Hashimi Noor for three. Got it. 20-point Benson lead. Sixth make from deep in the game for Benson. Hashimi Noor has had three, and Anderson loses it at midcourt on the pass up from Wakefield. Turnover, Grant's pass. And Benson makes a change. Talia McKelvey is in the game, replacing Chandler Roberts, who has 17 points. Hashimi Noor has 12, 29 of Benson's 42 combined. Massey from the left elbow steers through the middle, cut around a double team, missed the layup. Rebound pulled down by Thompson. Thompson has 3 boards. No one for Grant's Pass has more than 6 points. Wakefield has not scored in the second half. Grant's Pass being outscored in the quarter, 11-3. Right side pass, Wakefield had it stolen away. McKelvey took it. Benson gets another takeaway on the 20th turnover by Grant's Pass. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Benson trying to advance to the state semis for the first time since they won the state title back in 2019. 12 seconds left, right side wing. Hink switches spots with Hashimi Noor, throws it to Hashimi Noor for three, right wing, no good. McKelvey battling for the rebound. Wakefield was there too, and it's off of Benson and out of bounds. In fact, it's a foul called against McKelvey. That's the first team foul in the period for Benson. First on McKelvey, who just came in the game. 0.8 seconds left in the third. 42-22, largest lead of the game for Benson. The Texters have led the entire time against the number 14-ranked Grants Pass Lady Cavers, who are 18-9 on the year. Length of the floor for Grant's Pass. And Thompson throws it in, and Kleiner gets a shot off, but it's well short on a three-quarter court try. A 12-point halftime lead becomes a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. For Benson from the 2024 OSAA On Point Community Credit Union 6A Girls Basketball State Championship in the quarterfinals from Childs Center in Portland. Benson Texters 42. Grants Pass Lady Cavers 22 on the OSAA Radio Network.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Start at quarter number four, Benson 42, Grants Pass 22. Grants Pass has it right to left. Blue Unis trailing by 20. Benson's biggest lead of the game. Throw to Kleiner at the top for a three. Off to the left, hit just backboard. Ricochet straight down. Hashimi Noor gets the rebound. Ahead to Massey. Driving right, ran into a defender. And an offensive foul is called against Massey. Kleiner got back to take the charge. Earlier, I thought it was Michaela Garcia-Taylor. It was Samara Massey the whole time wearing number 11, a number change in this game. Called for the offensive foul, but Clay steals the inbound pass away from Anderson. You start to see some visible frustration setting into Brooke Anderson, who's been so good, the PIL, or make it Southwest Conference Player of the Year. Held to just 5 points in this game, 2 of 6 shooting, defending Hink out on top. Gets screened off. Now ball left side. Massey into the corner. Hashimi Noor throws it near side. Catch and shoot three by Clay off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive putback left side. Does it go for Massey? One more offensive rebound. Pulled down by Benson. This time it's McKelvey. Throws it out to Massey for three at the top. No good. And McKelvey grabbed the rebound. It was fouled. That one's charged to Anderson. Foul number three. And Grants passes first of the fourth with a minute gone by. McKelvey has a chance to get the first points of the quarter and add to Benson's 42-22 lead. Some silver lining. It takes a while sometimes to get back into the state tournament or even have a chance to play for a state title. That's what Benson ran into going into the 2018 final site tournament. Finished runner-up. And their only state title appearance back in 1991. Then Benson was in the state title game in 2018-2019, winning it in the latter. Free throw, second one is good by McKelvey, 43-22. Wakefield at half court, had it batted away by Massey. Massey gets the steal. One-on-one goes left side around Anderson. A layup is good for Massey, 45-22. Benson lead continues to grow. Wakefield coast-to-coast, had it stripped by McKelvey reaching in. Goes to Grant's pass underneath. Now that challenge not the same as just making the final site tournament. This is the first appearance for Grants Pass since 2006. But it just shows sometimes this game can be kind of cyclical. You have Anderson, Robinson, Wakefield all in their senior years, though. It's so good for this Grants Pass team on the way to an 18-9 record entering this game. Step back, Anderson for three, left wing, got it. That was a big shot for Anderson. First try from deep, has eight. Feet ahead to Massey, ran into the defender on the right block, and enough to cap it off. And the jump ball gives it back to Benson underneath. The defender was Atiana Vinuku Johnson, who's back in for the first time in the second half. Chandler Roberts returns for Benson. Box it around the lane, inbound goes left, Chandler Roberts. Had an open look, miss it, spun out, no good. Wakefield grabs it underneath the basket and outlets it to Anderson. In the front court, left side basket. Offensively for Grants Pass, trailing 45-25 in the fourth. 6 minutes to go, final period. Driving in left, baseline, Thompson was swatted away. McKelvey, I believe. Hashimi Noor gets the rebound, works it down the right side of the lane, and then circles out in the corner to the wing. Hashimi Noor has made 3 of 6 from deep, has 12 points, takes off driving, through a double team, missed the lay-in. Contested shot nearly made the layup. Just a bit short rebound, Grant's pass. Block was by McKelvey on the last Grant's pass possession. Anderson wide open three. That's a college-length three and put it through. So Anderson's hit back-to-back threes. Grant's pass whittles the deficit to 45-28. 5:30 remaining. Fourth quarter. Winner to the state semifinals. Benson trying to go to 22-4 on the year. The top. Massey looks inside. Chandler Roberts trying to set the high screen. Moves away from it. Massey gets space down the lane. Scoop shot layup doesn't go. And Chandler Roberts gets the weak side rebound on the left block. Throws it back outside to Clay. Fresh shot clock with 3 minutes gone off the fourth quarter clock. Benson with the ball at 45-28. Clay, right side wing from Chandler Roberts. Three on the way. Missed it. Left rebound pulled down by Thompson. Outlets it to Anderson. Clay almost stole it away. Anderson gets space. In the front court, throws right to Wakefield on the wing. And step back three. Wakefield has it a bit short. Ricochets over the top. And the rebound pulled down by Hashimi and Orr. Massey, two on one. Bounce pass left to McKelvey. Missed a five-footer. Put back, though. Draws a foul. Foul number two in the quarter for Grant's pass. That's Thompson's fourth. And McKelvey goes to the free throw line. The team mantra, kind of February last year, back in 2023, Coach Wakefield told the SB Live reporter Shane Hoffman that if there was a team staple that they wanted to have, it's that they walk away and people compliment and say, man, your team just works really hard. It felt like he noticed Anderson. That was the later stages of Anderson's junior year, that her growth and development and competitive nature was up there with the best in the state. Said if she was shooting paper wads at a garbage can, she would want to kick your butt. And Anderson has taken that into the final year. That was just over a year ago when he said that. Free throws split, rebound, Grant's pass, has it right to left. Vanuku Johnson works right side of the key and blocked by McKelvey working down to the post. Jaden Young's back in, gets the rebound for Benson. Outlets to Hashimi Noor. Left to right in white. Benson's offense continues to work. Up 18, three on the way. Clay off to the left, no good. Tracked down the rebound, but couldn't bring it in before it went to the far sideline. Saved it in play, but it goes to Grant's pass. Wakefield one-on-one, ran into a defender, and the shot is waved off. Offensive foul. Hashimi Noor got back to take the charge. And that's Wakefield's second personal foul on the third Grant's Pass team foul. Anderson continued to grow from those quotes I talked about back in February 2023 and went on to win Southwest Conference Player of the Year. McKelvey Goodminutes gets a round of applause for the Benson crowd coming out of the game. Alex comes back on with Young, Hashimi and Orr, Chandler Roberts and Clay for Benson. Double high post look. Young squares on the right elbow. Tosses back to Clay. Works left to right. Throws it to Hashimi Noor near side. Now back inside. Gives it to Young. Works to the left hand. Gets to the middle of the paint. Missed the shot. Put back doesn't go either. On the rebound, a foul is called. Vanuku Johnson picked up the board on the left side. And the foul's charged to Clay. First personal team first. For Benson, leading 46-28 over Grant's Pass with 3:35 to go in the fourth. Keep in mind, Grant's Pass held a McMinnville team that had averaged 63 points per game to just 45 in that second round win to make the final site tournament. Benson's only got 46 points. That's 25 shy of their season average. Kick to the near side. Thompson brings it in. Left baseline around Chandler Roberts. Layup too strong. But that's been the trouble. Not the shooting, not the defense, but the turnovers. 23 turnovers tonight. Grant's Pass has committed those, and Benson's forced a good amount of those. There was a fair share of Lady Caver's passes behind their target. Young from the high post with 3 minutes to play for Benson. Drops it down low, and Chandler Roberts is fouled on the way up. Score stays 46-28 for the time being. 2:56 left in the fourth. That's the fifth foul charge to Thompson. Here comes a replacement for Brandis. Brandis in for Thompson, who comes out the junior. Goes to the bench. Chandler Roberts made the first, has one more free throw. That one's off to the left, ricochets right. Rebound pulled down by Wakefield for Grant's pass. You've seen Alex just kind of blanket Anderson all night long, even this late in the game with a 47-28 lead, was chasing Anderson around in backcourt. Grant's pass nearly lost it. Vanuka Johnson got it back, throws it out to Anderson for three. Missed it. Nice pass, nice feed from Vanuku Johnson, but Anderson can't get a third three in the half. Has 11 points to lead Grant's pass. Tail end of tonight, we'll give you our Moda Health players of the game. Young, hook shot right, block, missed it. Rebound tipped off of Grant's pass and out of bounds. For Benson, the majority of this team, over 3.0, highest IQ group that Coach Knox has coached, he said. Three from the near corner, no good. Offensive rebound put back by Alex, no good. One more try from the right side, might have been Young, no good. And now on the grounds, Kellen Johnson, who's in the game. Able to force a jump ball, Grant's pass gets it back. 2:10 left, fourth quarter. Grant's pass trailing 47-28. It just really felt like Chandler Roberts has been putting together the entire suite of tools in the toolbox, the whole game. Telling Jerry Ulmer of OSA Today in December. She's rebounding, pushing the ball. Grant's pass turns it over past the free throw line. Hashimi Orr takes it to the left side for Benson and draws a foul. Liked how Chandler Roberts was developing the three-point shot. Just getting more comfortable going at people off the dribble. Didn't see that much in this game, but Chandler Roberts didn't really have to fit that part. You start to look at things like points off turnovers, 23-3 edge for Benson in this game. Foul was charged to Brandis, second personal. And into the game for Grants Pass, Samantha Willett. The junior checks in, 5'8 junior for Grants Pass. Anderson stays in with Brandis, Wakefield, and Robinson. Free throw, Hashimi Noor missed it. Robinson can't track down the rebound. Instead, Alex gets it to keep it for Benson. Offensive rebounds, that's Benson's 18th offensive board in this game. So you start to look at points off turnovers, 23-3. Offensive rebounds, a 12-1 edge, and second chance points for Benson in this game. Young, lob shot 10 feet out, missed it. Grabs at the left ankle. Grant's pass has a 5-on-4 injured player for Benson. Willett feeds it back to Wakefield on the trailer, missed the first shot. Wakefield gets the rebound, tries to go back up, and it's lost out of bounds, but you pay attention over the other side as Jaden Young's grabbing the left ankle, now lying on her back. Minute 20 left in the fourth. Benson in control on the verge of a semifinals bid, 47-28. But looking at the sophomore Benson injury with Jaden Young on the ground. Keep an eye on that left ankle. The athletic training staff, some of the coaching staff out there to attend to the injured sophomore. Stay connected with your favorite team using the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs and read the latest prep news and information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. Young is helped up, does not put any weight on the left ankle, has arms around two folks, including a member of the athletic training staff, to help Young to the sideline. McKelvey comes back in for Benson. Final minute 20 of the fourth, 47-28 lead. Benson over Grant's pass, inbound. Is deflected out of bounds. Johnson almost had it for Benson. Grant's pass keeps it on the near sideline in front of its bench. Wakefield inbounds in front of her father, Scott. Played at Warner Pacific in the Portland area. Graduate of Franklin High School. familiar with the PIL from the high school days, now in his 15th year as the head coach. For a Grants pass, inbound, batted away from Anderson. You can tell Benson's been in constant awareness of where Anderson is. Inbound goes left instead to Brandis from the corner, drives with the right hand at the free throw line. Backdoor cut looking for Robinson. It's out of the reach, whether that was Willett working in from the right side corner. Turnover, Grants pass. So Benson on the verge of a 16th straight win and may meet up with defending state champ Clackamas. Will face Jesuit. The Crusaders pull the upset in our next game that starts at 8:15 from Child Center. Chandler Roberts fouled outside by Wakefield, working on the perimeter. That's Wakefield's third personal foul, but Grants pass over the limit. Free throws for Chandler Roberts. Will play at UCF in Florida. Off a third straight PIL Player of the Year honor. For Chandler Roberts, 18 points in this game at the free throw line. For two, makes the first. Had 17 in the second round win over Nelson. That was a game Benson won 65-25. As Mariana Hashimian-Orr comes out of the game with 12 points and 11 rebounds, both Chandler Roberts and Hashimian-Orr have a double-double in this game. 58 seconds left. Chandler Roberts makes it a 21-point lead and is subbed out of the game as Benson's on to the semifinals. London Dighton comes in, freshman at 5'7", for the final 58 seconds. Grants pass with the ball in blue, trailing 49-28. Outscored in the second half, 17-9. Brandis to Wakefield at the top, throws right side to Robinson. Jumper is good. Robinson gets the bucket to go. Grants pass down 49-30. Pressure by Robinson in backcourt. Massey brings it into front court. Throws it to Alex out near half court. Anderson defends. For Grants pass, will play in the consolation semifinals tomorrow morning. Session starts at 9 a.m. Grants pass will play at 10:45. 17 seconds left, 8 to shoot. Top of the key, swing it far side to Massey. 4 to shoot, Massey able to squeeze through, drops it to the right side. Johnson's there on the cutter, scores, and Grants pass is content to watch the quarterfinals. Child Center clock expire. A great year for Grants Pass. It is certainly not over, but a semifinal berth. Not the case for the Lady Cavers in this one. We'll name our Moda Health players of the game when we come back to Child Center, the University of Portland in Portland, Oregon. 2024 OSAA On Point Community Credit Union 6A Girls Basketball State Championship. Quarterfinals game number 3, Benson Texters 51, Grants Pass Lady Cavers 30 on the OSAA Radio Network.
Abby says thank you to all the hometown heroes making our community so great. If you know a deserving hometown hero, shoot us an email, hero@abbys.com. Every week, we'll thank some of these heroes with a free giant pizza. Abby's, proud to serve your community. Be a hero tonight. Treat your family and friends to Abby's famous hometown hero pizza. This giant features our classic pepperoni, tasty Italian sausage, and crisp green peppers for a one-of-a-kind legendary flavor. Visit abbys.com for a special pizza at a very special price.
There's no roadmap, no single path, and no finish line.
Lean scoops and scores. He's done it again.
I've learned a few things on my journey to be better. My journey won't look like yours. It won't be perfect. You'll be unsure at times, and that's okay. What's most important is that you start anywhere. Be better. Moda Health.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more.
on point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Peter Weber, Executive Director of the Oregon School Activities Association. Thank you for sharing our belief in what high school activities can do for our students, our schools, and our communities. These events serve as a tribute to the dedication, determination, and resolve of the young people competing, as well as the school leaders, athletic directors, coaches, and officials who work together to ensure meaningful participation opportunities for students. Thank you for your continued support of Oregon high school activities.
Final score in our third quarterfinals game of four on the girls' side of the bracket from Childs Center in this four-day OSAA tournament event. Benson defeats Grants Pass 51-30. The Texters now 22-4 on the year. Grants Pass falls to 18-10. First final side appearance for the Lady Cavers since 2006. And in their 18th road game of the year, Grants Pass falls to Benson. Benson will play in the semifinals coming up tomorrow after a 16th straight win. The OSAA is proud to partner with Moda Health in honoring one player from each team as the Moda Health Players of the Game. Moda Health Players of the Game for this contest, Brooke Anderson. Such a pedigree and tremendous effort this season, getting into a position to have a chance to win Southwest Conference Player of the Year. Finishes with 11 points, 4 of 9 shooting, but hit two big threes during a period where it looked like maybe Grants Pass was making its final push in a game that had been controlled by Benson. Texas had built a 13-point first-half lead, eventually led by 23, and Anderson continued to try to work and see what she could do to help provide a spark. It was Brooklyn Wakefield in the first half, and then Anderson comes through with 6 points in the second half, but credit the Benson defense. They blanketed Brooke Anderson the entire game. For Benson, it was Mahogany Chandler Roberts, named the Moda Health Player of the Game for the Texters. Comes through with 9 points in the first half, 11 in the second half. One of two Texters with a double-double, 20 points, 11 rebounds for Chandler Roberts. Easily could have been Mariana Hashimian Orr, who finished with 12 points and 11 rebounds, but was definitely the offensive spark in the first, and said Chandler Roberts for Benson and Anderson for Grants Pass, the Moda Health Players of the Game. Congratulations to these players on a great game, and thanks to Moda Health for sponsoring this recognition program. Moda Health, where health matters. We appreciate everyone who joined us on 99.7 FM, 1270 KAJO in Grants Pass, your hometown radio station, also 1450 KBPS in the Portland area. Looking forward to having more games over the course of the remaining days, including one more yet to come. It's Jesuit and Clackamas coming up in our last girls' quarterfinals. Who will join South Medford, Willamette, and now Benson into the state semifinals? Our final score from Childs Center, University of Portland in Portland, Oregon. Benson Texters 51, Grants Pass Lady Cavers 30. Next broadcast starts in about 20 minutes from now from Childs Center between Jesuit and Clackamas. For Sean Phillipson and our whole OSAA Radio Network crew, I'm Ryan Goff. Thanks for having fun with us. This is the OSAA Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 539,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible, and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.